thief has blood on its hands by allowing this to continue.
Shame! Shame.
Does it have to continue?
No!
That's right, because we have the No More Loopholes Act that is coming to Parliament, where every member of Parliament will have the opportunity to vote and ensure that we do not continue the unregulated flow of arms through the United States to destructive and death-ridden projects worldwide.
Reporting from Vancouver, BC, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. On February 17th, a National Day of Action was declared by various pro-Palestine groups across Canada, calling on members of Parliament to pick a side on Bill C-233, also known as the No More Loopholes Act. According to the press release for the Day of Action, Bill C-233 aims to close a current U.S. arms loophole that exempts at least 60% of Canada's military exports from public or parliamentary scrutiny. Currently, Canadian components are routinely integrated into U.S. weapon systems and transferred onward to organizations such as U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and the militaries of nations such as Israel. A Palestine advocacy group in support of the bill gathered outside of Vancouver Granville MP Talib Noor Mohammed's office in order to express their support for the bill, and, according to those in attendance, protest Noor Mohammed's middling support and opinions on issues regarding Palestine.
So Talib has to choose a side. Will he vote yes on the No More Loopholes Act, or will he choose the side of Trump's illegal wars, ISIS campaign of terror, and Israel's genocide?
Yes, time to vote no. Yes, vote no for genocide. Yes for the act.
Yes, vote yes for the No More Loopholes Act. Vote yes. Let's say it together.
Vote yes.
Vote yes.
Vote yes.
If you're voting yes, you're voting. You're on the side of international law and human rights.
We spoke with a local organizer for the event, Atia Jafar, about the background of this protest, as well as what they hoped to achieve.
So we're here today because Canada's complicit in genocide, and as concerned community members, we want to ensure that that is not the case moving forward. You know, Canadian weapons are being used by Israel in its airstrikes in Gaza, in the U.S. illegal assault in Venezuela, and in deadly ICE raids in American cities. This is happening because there's a U.S. loophole that means at least 60% of Canadian arms exported overseas go through the U.S. and are exempted from regulation and oversight that allows us to ensure they're not being used in international crimes and in war crimes. We know, in fact, that they are being used in illegal activities, whether it's Israel's genocide or Trump's illegal assault or illegal ICE raids. So we're forcing Talib Noor Mohammed to pick a side. It doesn't have to be this way. There's a No More Loopholes Act, Bill C-233. It's a private member's bill proposed by NDP MP Jenny Kwan, and the bill proposes to update Canada's current export and impact permits to properly reflect critical missing elements of the Arms Trade Treaty, an international treaty regulating the trade of weapons that Canada has signed on to. Canada has signed on to this treaty, and the updates would represent a significant step towards properly regulating Canada's military exports. It would ensure that we close U.S. loopholes, so we're not allowing unregulated flow of arms overseas. We're treating parts like weapons, so we're not just thinking, oh, this is just a part, a product. No, if it's a part that's being used in a weapon to kill people, it should be treated as a weapon. It should be considered a weapon in legal terms. So that's what we're saying, that it should happen. We're saying that we want to ban complicity in war crimes, so we need to ensure that we adopt international law and prohibit exports linked to genocide and crimes against humanity. We want to end blanket permits. Every company requires an individual approval and human rights review. And we want to ensure that there's transparency and annual reports to Parliament on what Canada exports and where it goes.
He is in Ottawa currently. We found that out today. But have you been able to speak with him on this generally in the past? Like, has he provided a stance regarding this issue?
We know that, you know, Talib, many of us have contacted him since the beginning of the genocide on various issues in the ways that Canada, on the ways that Canada is complicit, and he has not responded. He often does not respond to our emails. He doesn't really book meetings with constituents. You know, if he does, he handpicks who he meets with. I've been calling him, I've been writing to him, and I have not heard back. since the start of the genocide. So it's very disappointing. I would expect better, especially when we know that literally Canadian products are being used to kill children, to kill families, to commit war crimes. I would expect him to respond in a more urgent way, but he hasn't. We know that he was involved with supporting the NDP motion on Palestine that passed a while ago, now a couple of years ago, but he really was playing a big role in watering it down as well. And last time I spoke to someone from his office about this previously before today, they were trying to make a case that, you know, Tlaib is actually trying to water down the legislation and work with Jenny Kwan to water down the legislation, which is insane. You know, like it's the No More Loopholes Act. It's very clear. It wants to end all the ways in which Canada's complicit in genocide. And it's really important to uphold it and not to water it down, to uphold what the legislation says currently, what the bill currently says. So I know that the Liberal caucus is divided on it. A lot of Liberal MPs are saying that they will vote for it. And we know that Tlaib is on, you know, thin ice in this riding. He came to a narrow victory in 2021. And, you know, the last election, we know that there was a red wave because of all of this fear around Trump. But we don't know what will happen in the next election. And right now, a lot of residents in this riding are deeply concerned about the positions that he's taken and his moral compass in this moment of crisis.
What are the next steps after today?
So after today, many of us are going to continue to follow up. We're going to write the letter that the office has requested on this issue that will be passed to the Prime Minister's office. And we'll continue to call and express our concerns. And we're hoping that the Tlaib will actually, you know, hold a meeting with us. We've let them know that, you know, they have our contact information. They can let us know when he's available so that we can come in for a meeting. And we would love to come in and have a direct conversation. And we hope that before March, he will commit to voting yes.
This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.